Amarchi was different from other camps because we had a successful silkscreen shop that made over 250,000 posters under contract for the U.S. Navy. Not only did the shop support the war effort, but it also added a little color and art to life at Amarchi. When we attended events like dances, graduations, church services, festivals, and fundraisers, I recall getting dance bids, tickets, programs, posters, and even calendars, all printed by the silkscreen shop. There was one Caucasian WRA supervisor and 45 interned employees who worked at the shop. The Nisei workers were very talented, and their skill showed in the products they created. Amarchi also had a camp newspaper, the Granada Pioneer, written by us for us. All of the newspaper staff and writers were Nisei and Issei, men and women from Amarchi supervised by a Caucasian WRA employee who reviewed, edited, and censored each issue before it went to press. The Pioneer was printed two or three times a week in English and Japanese. Just like any local paper, it kept us up to date on all of the happenings in the camp, like the activities of the Boy Scouts, events like movies or dances, sports scores, announcements like marriages, birth, and deaths. It also reported on events outside of the camp, especially stories related to the progress of the war and the relocations of internees to other parts of the country. It also had a Little Nebo comic, short for Little Nisei Boy, created by a former Disney artist, Chris Ishii. The paper even had advice columns and editorials. Printed products made by the Silkscreen Shop and the Granada Pioneer helped connect us and made us feel like we had created our own strong little community, despite the barbed wire fences.
Thank you for taking the time to explore and experience Amarchi National Historic Park. By learning about the Amarchi story, you play an important role in preserving the history of World War II Japanese-American incarceration and ensuring that injustices like this are never repeated. If you would like to hear more stories, interact with exhibits, delve into historic documents, photos, and artwork, and watch short films about Amarchi and its legacy, we encourage you to visit the Amarchi Museum, located only 1.5 miles away in the town of Grenada. To reach the museum, continue north on this road for approximately 0.5 mile. Make a right at the T intersection. Make a left at the next street. This road will take you to Highway 50. Make a right to go east into Grenada. The Amarchi Museum will be on the right side of the street at 205 East Gough Street. Thank you for helping us honor the past and ensure that the lessons of Amarchi continue to inspire future generations. Safe travels!